No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we're tapping in with the underground scene of Atlanta, right? Is this appropriate?
Yeah, you can say whatever to him.
Like, he don't want the label. Like,
huh?
You don't want the label?
What you mean?
The underground label? It's a little bit too much.
I mean, I'm taking over the underground, top ground, out of the ground, whatever you want to say to him. Like, to me, I'm taking over both sides to him, like, for real, for real.
Dirtball. And his producer and what, best friend? Can we say best friend?
Big brother, yeah, best friend. Like, best friend, big brother, all that. Like,
all that.
Why say? Like, I said it right. Why say?
Yeah, you said it perfect.
Okay, see, I'm tapped in. I watched the interviews last night, so I know you guys roll together.
Yeah. Definitely. All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah.
So there was, because I was wondering that. I'm like, is he going to show up with him? There was never any
every
chance
time.
He weren't going to come.
Time. No. Damn. Studio session missed.
Well, what?
Ever.
Do you rap on other people's beats too, or not really?
I mean, not for real, too. I drop on his beats, too. I ain't okay. If it's somebody he f*** with, too, and, like he, like, tell me rap on the beat, all right, get on this hard, like, uh-huh. I don't just rap on all the folk beats, like, folks he f*** with, so.
Yeah, like,
it's rare for me to rap on somebody's beats for real, like.
Right. Well, I feel like with your music, the weird beats is a big part of it.
It's just different beats, too. It's different.
Right.
Yeah, like the weird vibe, yeah, spaceship, yeah. Alien.
Ain't nobody.
Yeah, you got interesting taste.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I do, bro. I don't even know what I be. I make a beat and don't even know how I even made it, bro.
Really?
Like, I be on a whole different planet, bro. Oh my God. And I don't even be high most of the time.
But that's why it's interesting, because you make some wild beats and then you have like a very
crazy
inventive flow. Every bar just got like a little bit of a different.
You feel me?
You know.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So let's start with Dirtball. Where were you? You were born in Atlanta, or tell us about your early life.
I just grew up in A-Twin. Like, I'm born. I'm from Noonan Twin. I'm from Noonan. I moved.
What's that?
A. Noonan, like, you don't even know what it is.
Some little part of Atlanta.
Yeah. Like, okay. It's like 20 minutes away from Atlanta. 20,
oh, all
30
right.
minutes away from Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I started. I moved, like, what? Pittsburgh Twin, like, hey, yeah, that's in Atlanta Twin. And just moved to the South, and just, we're moving everywhere in Atlanta Twin. We just grew up in the A Twin, like, and go care.
All right, and what kind of childhood did you have? What kind of kid were you?
I was bad as hell, Twin. Okay, I was just getting kicked out of every school since I was a little kid, Twin. Oh, God. I kept back in kindergarten, Twin. Like, who the hell get kept back in kindergarten, Twin? Like,
what would you deserve that? You just up?
Yeah, hey, yeah, I turned it bad head to it. Like,
you weren't counting right?
I wasn't doing nothing to it. Ain't
you
counting
right.
Try that shit.
Damn,
working
all right.
Crayons.
Yeah, yeah. What about, like, high school type era? What kind of shit were you getting
into? I
had to get
out of every high school tour. I don't be in high school for a long time. Get to take
You were robbing people back then. And this came from your lust for weed?
What?
That's
nah,
why you start
robbing
people?
Like,
I think you said that,
though,
right?
You can sell weed, Twin, like.
To get more weed.
Hell yeah, Twin, like. You feel me? They need got weed. I'm going to take that sell it. You feel me, Twin? Get some money on, Twin, like. That was all about. Not just smoke weed, Twin, like.
So you were robbing people for weed specifically, not as much for money?
I mean, everything, Twin, like. I was talking about in school, I'm taking money on weed. Everything, Twin, like. Five niggas bring guns to school, Twin, like.
Taking pipes?
Yeah.
Damn. In high school. That's some shit. But you ever hear the saying, don't get high on your own supply?
Yeah, that's something I always do to her. Like, that's why I be f***ing up at to her. Like.
He talked about it in his one song a long time ago. You're like, bro, I had to stop trapping, cause I got smoking all my Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he went lying. I was like, Twin, you just got some weed, Twin. I was supposed to be getting it all, Twin. Just smoking it all.
Right.
I get it all, Twin, then like. Like, it might be a slow day. I'd just be smoking a whole slow day, Twin. Like, you know, a slow day when, like, plays don't come. Like, but it do, like, probably you get one or two plays, Twin, like, on a slow day, Twin.
Uh-huh.
I'd be smoking a whole day. Like, damn, if I need some more play. Yeah.
But that's one thing about dudes from Atlanta is that they just love their za and their drink, and they'll do anything to get it.
Yeah, I need to wear those things. Okay, I need to wear, like, do some crazy.
Especially
crazy.
That, like, we smoke.
Not me, though, Twin. Okay.
I had a homie tell me that, like, that's the Atlanta dream, is to come to L.A. and just sit in the studio and drink some juice and smoke some
good
Cali weed.
Nah, it is, though,
Cali weed.
Smoke weed here. Yeah,
that's,
Twango.
That's the Atlanta dream?
Yeah, yeah, Twango. Like, I was happy if I was just smoking. I was like, well, what the fuck is she got behind? Twango, like, don't even, but I'm finna go back to the A, get smoke that shit, don't even get geeked to it. I'm finna be like, man, this shit ain't nothing. I need to go back to LA to it. Like, the hell.
Listen, bro, about this shit.
What?
That's why you gotta bring some peas back with it. That's what you do. You come to Cali, meet a plug.
And then, like, how you do that, though? Like,
I did meet a plug. So when I get out there, it's crazy because I did meet a plug. So when I got the airplane to him, that boy gave me like a whole 3-5. Like, yeah, I don't plug with dude. Like,
really?
Yeah, to him. You not lying.
I know
to
folks
him,
that
like,
do that shit, though. God, I just want
to
always.
He was just waiting to him. A whole bunch of weed in here, to him. A whole pound of here, to him.
That'd be wild if we actually started like selling drugs together and we just dreamed it up on the podcast. And people, like the feds one day could be like, we saw this on the podcast.
I'm going to have my own screen. I'm going to put that bit right there to him. Like, why the hell they don't got weed? Twin, it's LA.
What about the Whoops?
Twin, why they don't got weed?
You ever try the Whoops?
Nah,
Twin. You don't know about J-Man?
Yeah, I know about him.
All right, I'm thinking you're selling your own world that you don't know about J-Man. I'm like, oh, that's tight. That's tight.
I'd be on YouTube too. Like, yeah. It's like certain. That's why I literally feel like that.
Right. I mean, he makes you want to go out and get it. That's that motivational Instagram comedy.
But what?
Yeah. So when did you guys meet and start hanging out?
Like a year ago, too.
Oh, only a year ago. Okay.
Yeah. It ain't even been long. Like,
what? He stayed right down the street from my house, too. Like,
how'd you guys meet?
He was the studio, too. Like,
yeah, I was recording that.
Yeah. He recorded everybody in the hood, too. Like,
everybody in the hood was coming. It's been like that since high school, though.
You were just always into making beats and recording?
Yeah, I was always a studio nigga, bro. Like, I used to skip school, get high. Like, one time I hotboxed my whole house, bro. Had the whole hood in the house. My mama came home, mad at on God. And we, like, we in, like, this townhouse, so it's not, like, no hood part. So it's like, you really can't even smoke in that. I was just like, this shit, I just wanted to vibe. I was already thinking about the studio before I even had that shit.
Right.
Just going ahead and making that shit in the garage and all that.
And what'd your parents do when they got home?
Boy, my mama, boy, she got mad. She didn't even beat me, though. I was, like, 17.
It was, like, too crazy for her to be, like, fully mad?
Yeah, like, she couldn't even do, like, yeah, she was mad as fuck, but she just was, bro, she was upset. Like, she like, damn, bro. But she already knew I was, like, fuck school. I was just not going to school every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got kicked out of school when I turned to school, so she was already like, damn. Yeah.
You ever work with anybody else that we would know of? In terms of artists?
Yeah, like back then, like some I was locked in with Summers and shit.
Mm.
When I was 13, I got a song Comedazine, like.
Oh really?
When I first started producing, like I got a song Comedazine on SoundCloud. It's a good amount of people. Like back then I was locked in with like Summers, Can, Autumn and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like Texaco, like them, you know, them underground type, you feel me?
Right.
And then then I stopped producing and I started back and I just took over the Atlanta underground scene, like on some local shit. I said, fuck the internet shit, I'm going to go local. You feel me?
Right. And then did you guys, like at a certain point, you guys just really started building together? At what point was that? Because I listened to your oldest mixtape on Apple Music. And that shit was hard, too.
When we really first made it to, like, oh, like, his beats just got down. I was just fucking with his beats to him. Like, he had just started back making beats to him. I ain't gonna count, just fucking with him. Oh, dude, I was just hot on twin beats. I ain't gonna count. Like, the YouTube beats weren't it to him. Like,
How would you describe what you think makes his music special?
Like, his music, bro, like, when I was recording everybody, like, I was recording hella niggas, like, and then when I recorded him, it was like, it would hit different every time. I was like, this shit just fire as hell. And then one day, we was riding in the car, like, this is when he was still paying for studio sessions and shit. So, like, we was riding in the car, and I was just dropping them off, but I just kept missing turns, like, just so locked into the music. And what I had did, like,
everybody do this to him. Nigga, I'm more reckless to my shit to him. Like,
nigga just really like, just, like, zone in. Like, I can't even really drive the nigga. I had to learn to drive the nigga music because I was like, I had used this DJ app to slow the shit down.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, we was joking around. I was like, damn, this is how this nigga voice gonna sound when he, like, 20-something because he's young as fuck. Like,
you still young?
Yeah, yeah, he's 17.
Oh,
so I was like,
why all these minors keep pulling up with the za?
Nigga just, bro, this nigga... stay smoking, bro.
Right. Hey, man. I'm not trying to stop gravity, you know?
Yeah,
it's like you can't stand in front of a young Atlanta dude smoking weed while he makes music. You try to stop that, like, what? You try to stop the wind.
Bro,
you know?
What?
You can't do it.
That's like, bro, that's Candyland of them now. Like, they don't like, no, you feel me?
It's 10-year-olds smoking out.
Like, 10, like, 11, 10-year-olds, like.
Bro. I wouldn't buy them weed. I wouldn't encourage it, but you already know it's happening. I've been hanging out at skate parks my whole life, so it was normal for me to see a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old smoking weed.
Fat.
That's how I first smoked weed at the skate park.
Yeah, my theory is that the skate park is like prison, but for like what? Young kids before they actually get in trouble. Because it's like, it's all cement and shit, people fighting, they're like doing weird sex shit in the woods and stuff.
But what?
I ain't been to a skate park.
It's vital, but it's just bad.
Oh, I did take a nigga down at the skate park, too, man.
You did? So this nigga came to me and smoked his eye afterwards.
You robbed someone at the skate park? How'd you do it?
That, I'm like, you know, nigga be hitting nigga with that cash out skip. Like, hit that boy with the cash out. So I sent it. He gave me the last little bit. He had a sell to him last little bit. All right, boom, I get a walking down the street, get a car. He like, so I ain't getting on. Like, they finna send through. Hung up. Yeah, and I kept walking. He like, so I ain't getting on. They finna send through. Hung up. kept walking. He like, so I ain't getting on. I'm finna come down there. I got five now, so I'm finna come down there. Boom, kept walking. Went to twin shit. Boom, he was like, what do? Mad as hell. Hung up on his ass, blocked his ass. What do? That was that. So like,
this nigga smoking the weed with me. He's like, 20 trying to smoke. I said, yo, I ain't even know. This nigga just hit a lick for this shit.
Wow.
Like, I was like,
some little sweet shit to him. Like,
yeah. And then what? Then you got to, like, dodge him in the future? Or you see him? And
when you see him, he just, I get licking. I'm like, And drive off. Every time they see me, like, I done did something today. They just yell at me, too. And they were like, They drive out to it. Walk out to it. She be funny to it. I just be licking. I'm like,
So you were, like, young enough that you weren't, like, having to worry about him coming back and shooting you or whatever? Because that's, like, when you're an adult, that's how you think it's going to play out.
I got my gun, too, and you know I got my gun, too. Like, I don't even got to plot my gun when I take it down. Be so green, I just finished it out there.
Right.
Yeah. They come back, got my gun, ain't going to do nothing. Be licking, laughing, ha-ha-ha, okay, what?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm listening to the music.
I'm not finna plot my gun and just, if I'm finna...
Start waving it around.
If I'm finna, that I'm finna shoot that bitch, so I'm not finna just, then you better get back, dude. Nah, I'm laughing to your ass, you're not finna do nothing. Like, they need to literally be sweet to him, like, literally sweet to him, like.
Right. I mean, a lot of the dudes that I would compare you to musically or whatever aren't having, like, a million fucking guns in their video, but then that is kind of your thing.
Nah. Don't be props to him.
Right. Guns. But still, people could be scared.
Nah, don't be scared. For real.
Don't be scared.
Like, them prop guns.
But, I mean, you are potentially, like, robbing people for their weed, so you could understand why they would be scared.
I was telling a detailed story.
That's before you signed.
Yeah. That was a detailed story.
Oh, right. All these really are detailed stories.
No shit, I did on detail and shit, too, man. That's the old me, though, too. That's some young nigga shit, like, that was just some dumb shit, too, man, for when you look back on that shit, like, just dumb, for real. But I was doing it for a reason, though, too, man, but most of that shit I won.
Right. What genre or what category of music would you say that you make?
I'm starting my own shit.
You don't have any kind of name for it? No genre?
Dirt bar genre.
I mean, I heard you call it, like, that different shit.
Yeah, I do.
In an interview, that different shit. It's kind of like you don't know what to call it, so you call that different shit.
Yeah, that different shit, man.
Right.
That's the genre, that different shit, man.
Who would you, like, who are your main influences in the whole music thing?
Myself, to him, like, everybody would tell me, like, you finna rock that now, just listen to some other people before you start rapping. Well, when you rock, you rap, just listen to some other people. I'm like, nah, just listen to myself.
He different.
A thousand times a day, twin, like, trying to
this nigga not
fit my flow, twin. Like, I don't listen to nobody, twin. Like,
so you don't listen to music at all?
He don't. Mm-hmm.
That's actually one of the best.
So when I start
that's
rapping,
amazing.
So when I start rapping, I start listening to music, twin. Okay.
So you never, like, you never heard Lil Baby?
Yeah, that's my favorite rapper, twin. Okay. Well,
but you never listen to him? You just like the way he dresses or what?
Nah, twin, I don't listen to him no more, twin.
You just stopped.
But it might be a five song. Like, he don't drop, twin, so, and I'm rapping, twin, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Who would you compare his music to?
Like, I really can't compare this shit. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'll say, you know, he gives me a feeling of, like, DMX.
DMX?
Yeah, like, I'm different. I listen to a lot of music. I'm like, real tune in, like, Outkast, I know everybody.
Right.
But DMX is, like, a good example, because, like, when DMX first came out, it's kind of, like, a shocking, like, this nigga just got so much energy on the track, like, just making nigga get up.
Right.
Me? So I was, like, when I first started hearing him, and I started feeling the energy, because when you in it, you feel it. Like, when he started yelling, like, people just think he just yelling. Like, he really feel that shit. I felt like that's how DMX was, like. And then DMX makes real music, too. Like, Dirtball don't just be talking, bro. Like, he'll yell, but he's really trying to get you to hear something. Like,
right.
Not just yelling out, oh, I'm finna shoot a nigga. Kid. Nah.
Like, it'll be, like, a little mumbly, and then you'll yell. Yeah. And then you, like, really have to kind of pay attention to that bar.
Right.
Oh, it's like a dynamic to that shit. It's like a whole dynamic structure. And he strategically do it, too.
Right.
Like, he don't do that shit on accident. That shit be on purpose. Like.
Damn. So, yeah. At what point did you decide to start making music, though? Like, how old were you?
What was I?
16.
Yeah, 16. Sorry.
16. And you know anybody was rapping or?
Oh, yeah, my cousin, Three Hard, my big brother, Rocky, they was rapping before me, too, and they made me start rapping. Them boys was hard as fuck, too, and I was like, but that shit just looked fun, and I just tried that shit out, too, and I was just five.
Uh-huh.
So I just kept rapping, too, and just started rapping.
Right. It's kind of weird because.
And Birdie, 220 Birdie made me rap, too, and like, I was on Band Loud Twin. His dad pushed up on me. He was like, oh, Twin, well, you got to. He made me do a Triller Twin. Oh, God. But Poe, they be went up to in a band. It was like on, yeah, it was on what's his name, Twin? It was on Band Loud. They be hit a band. So I started going to, I started making real music in the studio. They be hit like 25K Twin. Like, what the fuck? Like, my shit. Going in school, everybody on Dick Twin. Like I'm famous. And I'm not even famous Twin. Like, they were really acting like I'm famous Twin. Like, I'm like,
so school got kind of awkward?
Nah, that shit was just. Maybe want to rap even more to him. Like, oh, God, that shit was just fun. Taking nigga down. Nigga probably won't even care. They're like, man, that's Dirtball. Okay, he go do that.
So they would let you rob him?
Huh? Yeah. You see that? Like, that's Dirtball. That's just him.
Damn. You start fucking all these girls off of your newfound clout?
Nah.
Nah?
He'll be burnt.
I mean, whatever, bro. Like, that's life. The hoes are burnt.
I'm trying to get me a girl to him. I'm trying to. You feel me? Like, you feel me?
Have you really been looking, though? You really looking, or are you just, like, kind of saying that?
You got, like, 10 girls?
You got 10 girlfriends?
He got 10 girlfriends.
Nah, I just play.
Hold on, what he talking about?
You're somebody's car alarm's going off in the background.
Somebody's shit ain't got hit.
Damn, I know. I hope I didn't get bipped. That would make this a very memorable interview.
You need to get striked in on live, bro.
Yeah.
On the interview, bro. Yeah.
Damn. But all right. So we know, like, we think of Atlanta as being, like, where a lot of the biggest commercial music of the last, like, 20 years has fucking come from. But I feel like there's, like, a new wave coming out of Atlanta. There's a lot of, like, different sounds, underground shit, drill shit. Is this accurate?
Me?
Well, you being part of it, yeah.
No, you can't put me part of that. I'm starting a whole different.
Yeah, I feel like he's starting a whole different, like, what's already.
The shit I'm making now, Twin, this shit's so different.
Like, nobody really making the same shit aligned to him.
Mm.
Like,
it's going to sound nothing like my shit.
You're going to start seeing hella rappers come like that, though. Like, on some shit he be coming like, but.
Yeah.
But they, like, you got to think like, about, like, who been using, like, to my, like, real different beats, like, and then rap on that bitch on some street shit. Like, that's not. Mm. Niggas ain't been doing that for real, like, recently.
Right.
Like, even the biggest artists that you see coming out of the underground, like, they hard, but it's not like, no, you feel me? It don't got the same feeling. That's why folk, when you put on Dirtball, it's like the same. It's like a different feeling. Like, it got an Atlanta feel to it, but it's got like a universal, like, different, like, vibey shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some shit that the white folks could listen to. Something.
Everybody
like
just raps with the same style fucking beats these days. It's just like hip hop. When people say hip hop is dry and boring, I feel like that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, everybody rock the same twin. Like, yeah, everybody rock.
But we
the
got
same.
Different. If I play you the shit we even made in LA, you're gonna lose your mind. You're gonna be like, what the fuck, bro? You're gonna be like, oh shit. Like, bro, tell me.
Right.
Just on some different shit, bro.
What?
But I heard you talking about going to New York and going to like underground type parties and shit, and like just how different the vibe was.
Boy, that bit.
Boy, what? That shit a vibe, bro. Like, I fuck with New York. I fuck with New York.
I ain't even want to leave.
But it's just like a different scene, like a different vibe. You got white girls doing coke to your music and shit in the club.
We ain't see that yet.
No, you didn't see that yet?
I know that's here, though. That's here.
Oh, that's here, yeah.
That's it.
That's it, Twit.
For sure.
Well, coke, Twit. Oh, God.
Yeah, like white girls that just like want to be like at the forefront of like new rappers. So they're just like pulling up and doing coke with you and shit. I can think of some girls who got on like that.
Or what? That's crazy.
By just following rappers around with drugs.
That's crazy.
Doing no coke.
They try to write it out of history. Y'all don't get fucked up though. Besides the weed.
What's mean?
I don't know. You taking any kind of pills or other drugs?
Drink.
Sure.
Me?
Yeah. You fuck around with that a little bit.
I had to a little minute. I'd be taking breaks. I don't just be ODing until you gotta take a break.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The lean's a bad one. Take the energy out of a lot of people.
I don't know what I'm saying. I would have to take a break.
If I see you in like 4 or 5 years and you look like Famous Dex, we're going to have a problem.
Nah.
Shout out my boy Dex. No offense or anything, yeah, man. Shout out Dex. But
I can't OD like that. So,
I like that you use the word OD a lot.
Yeah, OD. That's real. That's how I really use it. It just hang. You feel me?
We used to say OD a lot back in the day in New York about everything.
Yeah, nobody said OD no more. Then my new lingo, OOD twin. Like, watch how everybody start saying it. Wait, I made that.
You triple up on the O?
Yeah, like OOD twin, like that. But
you should be from O Block. You're not trying to be from O Block? I could put in a good word.
Nah, I ain't trying to be from O Block. I ain't trying to be my own block, twin.
You're going to start your own block.
Dirt block.
Feel me?
Why did you decide to spell your name in such a fucking weird way that
Twain gave me that name?
I gotta look it up every time I type it in. It's like it confuses me. I forget if it starts with a 2 or a S or a what.
It's like it's hard though, cause it's weird. But I got everybody to remember how to spell it. You feel me, too? Everybody say, like, "Oh, that. It's weird." Then 3 days later, they remember how to spell it.
Bro, people start to spell their usernames like that. They'll put 2 S in front of their username. They'll put like replace the I's with the X's and shit.
See, there you go. That's
and
smart.
And the B's with the 3's and shit. They be doing all that shit, man.
That's how you really know you're affecting the game when people start spelling shit different because of you. When ASAP Mob came out, they had that going on. Everybody putting sign. V's instead of A's and shit.
Yeah. And V-Lo and shit, bro.
Yep. Y'all rock V-Lo?
Yeah. Twig
got that in songs and he said 500 on V-Lo.
What?
You gotta drop 500 on V-Lo.
Also rapper shit too.
Yeah, that's how V-Lo. You know you're a rapper.
Dirt X V-Lo collab on the way.
Right. But why'd you get, so you got the name from who?
My brother Twin named Kevin Twin, but he was a twin, so everybody called him Twin. That might be like living like Twin, stepping like Twin. Yeah, but niggas really don't know that twin. Like they think I just be.
I love that you just say the word twin every 5 seconds.
Okay. Hey, I'm from like A twin. Like everybody say twin like this.
Yeah, I know. Like it's well known enough that like Drewski be doing that in his skits when he impersonates Atlanta dudes. It's always like A twin.
He be accurate as hell, bro.
Oh yeah, that shit kills me every time.
Like for real.
Yeah,
it's
like
exactly how that shit be, bro. You talking to a nigga like twin? What man? What twin? Like
hanging out outside the gas station.
I don't even realize I said how many times I be saying.
Yeah. You don't realize it until you see it third person. You're like, oh, shit, boy.
They're like, God, that nigga said twin 100 times in 3 seconds. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. But, like, the real meaning of twin is, like, you're my homie that, like, we're such good homies that it's, like, almost like we're the same person.
Yeah.
But do you guys consider yourselves twins like that?
Yeah.
But people would call it ops twin too, like that. Man, twin, what you like?
Football ops twin. Nah, I just like.
I might use that. I might use that. I got some ops that need nicknames.
He's right there.
call him twin.
Nah, they little twin.
Yeah, belittle them. but like, you talk about your ops a lot. You got real issues out here or you just fucking around?
Twin, duh, twin. You know what I be doing, twin? Nah, but like, I got hang niggas, I got arts, all that, twin, just everything, but.
So what, people
tell
just.
Tell out my arts.
Arts can be your hater. Just say arts is the haters for you. Just
tell out my arts, I want.
Right.
That's all I gotta say.
You're on a jumper. You have a chance to let your haters know what you think of them. What do you want them to know?
I ain't even gonna get mine.
The best revenge is living well.
Fat. And like twin, that's the best revenge. Live like
Chirac would have turned out a lot different if everybody just lived well after somebody killed their homie. That would have, like, everything would have never got to the point that it got to.
Yeah. Nigga see vengeance over that shit. That's how that should be.
But you guys listen to a lot of drill music, or is it too violent for you?
Nah. I listen to shit.
I listened to it when it came out. I fought with Chief Keef and Lil Durk when they was first coming out, and Lil Reese.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, after a while, I was like, I can't just keep listening to this shit. Like, cause it's really just the sound of that shit, like the wavelength, the sound, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the vibration of that shit. Like, it's different if it's on a 5 beat. Like, they shit just was like trying. I don't know. Like the whole drill scene was just the New York drill scene. I can't really fuck with that shit. I'll fuck with the Chicago drill scene. Like, I'll put on some Chief Keef any day before the New York drill scene. Like that shit. Right. Just,
I'm interested in both, but a lot of the New York drill is just a little too fast and just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, them niggas can rap though. That's the problem, but they just don't do it. Like the beats, it really be the beats, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that's what it be for me.
But you think is Atlanta drill taking over next?
Nah, Atlanta drill finna die.
You think it's gonna die off?
Yeah, we finna kill it. Like Atlanta drill finna die, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna kill it.
Yeah, we gonna kill it. Like dead it. Like
because you think the your genre is gonna kind of dominate that shit.
It's gonna come back.
See it. We already see
you know
it,
how man. Like when Gunna was coming up, or like somebody like Thug or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
When them niggas just like affected the way niggas start rapping again.
Mm.
Like that's what's finna go on. Like on some shit. Like because niggas gonna get tired when you. It's just like when if people keep playing certain music in the car and shit, everybody just gonna start getting hip to it. So you can't keep rapping the same way if nobody gonna listen to your shit.
That's true.
That shit gonna die out. Like that shit.
You gotta switch it up. I feel like Baby Drill is like the main Atlanta drill rapper that I've listened to.
Yeah, he's like the head of the drill.
You consider him basically like the biggest one coming out of Atlanta? Okay.
Yeah, biggest drill rapper, yeah, for sure, definitely.
Right.
Like he kind of head, but he probably gonna dead that shit too though.
You think?
Yeah, he gonna try to like look at Young Nudie and look at 21. Like them niggas like move more mainstream.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like. So they can get a wider audience. Like, he gonna do the same shit that he signed with them and shit. So,
but a lot of, like, you probably gonna do the same thing. You're gonna come in with all these crazy sounds and shit, and then once you actually, like, start to get really popular, you're like, boom, you turn into Amigo.
That's what we doing right now. You said Amigo.
You ain't gonna pay the hell to it. Man, we doing that shit right now, though, twin.
Like, now, we already doing that, though. Like, if I played you the shit we making in L.A., like, it's totally different than the shit that you, like, the hope and the... signed a deal and shit like that. It's already different than this shit. Like,
really?
Or what?
Just keeps developing and shit?
It just keep getting harder, like, and it keeps getting vibe. Like, you can just put on the shit and keep listening to it. You don't gotta listen to no other rapper, bro.
Mm.
If I just show it, share, airdrop the file for you, you will just dead-ass listen to Dirtball. Yo.
Yeah, you send me that after. All right.
Man, I got you. I'm gonna put you on.
I'm on Underground Wave.
I'm gonna put you on.
Oh, that's how you know you're hot, because they leaking your shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, man.
Why would someone be throwed because they didn't have a dad?
Cause nigga be like, nigga, everybody be like, oh, bro, I ain't got dad, bro.
Nobody, you flexing
like,
it?
Yeah, like, but my dad went in my life, bro. So I'm finna go kid a nigga, bro. You feel me? Like, you nigga sweating.
That was one of your bars that I heard. That I was just like,
you don't got a dad.
I'm like, damn, he really saying some shit that makes me think about it, like. Damn, people are like kind people of flexing their bad upbringing.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody got struggle. Don't flex that shit, bro.
It's a whole bunch of folks.
Y'all both got dads?
Huh?
You got dads?
Yeah.
Like, shit. They were around and shit? No? Yeah. But you had a pretty good relationship with them?
Yeah.
What do your parents think about you rapping and everything?
They fuck that shit. They see that shit. Bringing money. They see this what I like to do.
They're not mad that you're not going to college or some shit?
Nah.
That's cool. That school shit with
they knew I was gonna never go to college.
You was just too rebellious?
Yeah.
That nigga dropped out of high school, bro. I tried to make him stay. He ain't going. He wasn't going for that shit.
Do you kind of miss it now?
Yeah.
It's just harder to meet girls once you leave high school.
Nah.
You gotta go out of your way.
Yeah, it was at first, but not now, twin.
Well, rapping.
High school girls be bougie as fuck.
Really?
But like me, twin, every school I go to, I done hopped down on a whole school, twin, like, the hell. And yo, what's your Instagram? What's your number? Y'all come in with every hoe I see. Bad hoe.
Right, because you're young as fuck, and having some motion and having, like, some confidence and shit, it's got to probably go like a long way.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. What are, like, the fashion trends that I need to know about that are going on in Atlanta right now? I need to go out there. I need to make a trip. It's been a while.
Like stack pants, twin.
Oh my god! What with the fucking bottom is all like wrinkled on top of itself. Okay.
I don't really care about that shit, twin. So I don't really know. That's the only one I know. I do my own shit, twin.
You're not like trying to go for the fashion audience.
Nah.
You're more of the like quiet stoner, posted up in the cut. They don't understand me. I'm too deep.
Yeah. Like on some more, he just more on some relatable shit, like natural, like
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, like I'm the like same person. Like some of these
fashion niggas be
like,
making it to where you can't even relate to this nigga,
right?
Like nigga, look what you wearing. You wearing the most craziest, weirdest what? Shit. I'm not walking around the north.
And nobody go get this shit, but like, you feel me? Like nobody go have this shit. Like
it's not
that
even,
shit weird too. You can't even start a fashion thing if you. You feel me? Like, I don't know.
Right. Nah, like, you posted up in your music video with, like, a purple fur coat on. And all of a sudden, all the kids who are just wearing black hoodies are kind of like, damn, like.
Yeah.
This is making you a little less relatable.
You can't even get the purple coat to it, so it's like.
Right.
You,
middle of the summer, you got the purple fur coat on. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been a lot of underground rappers and shit that I liked over the years who I thought it was cool that they were, like, skaters and they dressed a certain way or whatever. And then they get on. And it's just lean and just crazy ass clothes and cars. And I'm like, y'all are like not supposed to.
You got
to
be authentic.
Be a little bit more. Yeah, I don't know.
You got to, if you come in, don't break something that's not fixed. Why y'all trying to, once y'all get signed and shit, y'all want to do all this weird shit, just stay the same nigga. That's what niggas be falling out like that.
Right.
Like, I feel like he going to be the same nigga his whole rap. Like, nigga, why am I, he like, why am I conforming and all this weird shit?
I ain't even putting by no chain to him. Like my, ooh,
I like
cousin.
That.
My cousin just bought me a chain to him. Oh God, like I told him I ain't buying no chain to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finna buy one. We should like bought that bit to him. Like, bit, a two sided chain. That bit so hard to him. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah. What is that? Two sided.
Two sided is like a family to him. Like not no game to him. No game bang to him. That shit.
That's just
played out to him. Like
the crew.
Huh?
That's just like
nah,
the crew.
Nah, that shit a family to him. Like my family to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? Too sada.
You just solid, like just.
Oh, too solid?
A solid person, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like sada.
Sada.
Sada baby or some shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Too solid shit.
So did you like intentionally use TikTok to blow your shit up? Because that's one of the things that that they told me is that your shit's been going crazy on there.
Yeah.
How'd you go about making that happen? You're the TikTok
Said,
expert?
Yeah.
Social media it's consultant.
Free me though. They took my TikTok away. Free said.
Really? Why?
Yeah. My shit. Girl, they just hating, bro. Nah, I'm just playing. They really me. Like it was like him and Lil Tyler did a video and they was smoking and that shit.
Uh huh.
And I was like, damn, that shit just hit 100K. Once it hit 100K, it wasn't even a day. This shit hit 100K and then that shit they took that shit.
Oh yeah, smoking on TikTok, they always get you.
Yeah, I got hella gun violations.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smoking violations, like.
Ass
cussing violations.
Oh, like, yeah, that, yeah,
just and it'd be bullshit. It'd be like, it was one video with just like some kids in the classroom just singing his shit, and it was cussing, it was rapping and shit. And then they just they dick ride me and took my shit away. Like,
but then you'll like hear a trending sound that has like some crazy violent or sexual lyrics, and it's like not censored at all, and it's fucking huge. And you're like, why did this get to go? And what I,
bro, you can see a bitch get like breastfeeding on that bitch, like.
Mm.
Titties out and everything, milk coming dripping out titties on guy. Like,
but that's a cheat code, is that you can get away with breastfeeding.
You feel me? Like, yeah. That's crazy, but you can't cuss and say nigga on that bitch. Like, what the hell? But nah, I was just basically, what happened was I was already like taking note. I was on some TikTok shit. Like, I already knew, I did my research and seeing how a lot of artists have blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, before TikTok die out, I'm gonna just take advantage, because that shit gonna eventually die out. Like, it's gonna be a new app that comes and just. Go crazy with some shit like that. So I'm like, all right.
I
started a TikTok page and started recording ad-libs and shit.
TikTok might have been the final app.
Yeah.
It might be, though.
Like, I just feel like there might never be another.
It might never
app.
Be,
like, I can't believe TikTok got through when Instagram has just been gatekeeping the short-form content for so long, you know?
Bro, what?
And, you know, TikTok would be TikTok, that big for
you right, though. TikTok ain't dying, bro. Because Vine tried to do that shit. They wasn't.
Vine.
Rest in peace.
But Vine just didn't want to share the revenue. That was what fucked them over, yeah. That they didn't want to share the revenue with all the creators.
I see why they got canceled, bro. So TikTok gonna live forever, because they be putting niggas on, though.
Right.
Like, bro, niggas blew up in 2 months. Like, the label's literally showing me, like, the stats, and they, like, showing me statistics. They, like, yeah, this is what y'all guys did in a month. And that shit, like, barely any viewers to, like, we getting hired and these niggas that are signed. Like, they trying to sign us and shit. So they showing us why they trying to sign us. Like, yeah, y'all niggas doing better than our artists, and they got thousands of dollars behind their name.
Right.
So it's like, with just a TikTok, like, alone, I barely spent $100 on that nigga. Like,
right.
It was all free.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, no promotion. We don't be paying for shit. Like, no page promotion. Like, only people, was like some underground pages on TikTok.
Right.
That's it.
That's another bar. Yeah, you said Now these labels hit me up. Guess I got a sign. That's real shit. Like, but you did sign, right?
Yeah, I signed with Signal to him.
Right. And so, yeah, how's that feel? How's that feel? You got a big ass check coming in and big future ahead of you. Like, you know, what made you want to sign with them?
Because I thought they got a connection to him. Like, and they came to me before I blew to him. Like, you know, they seen it to him. Like, after they came to me, everybody else came to me to him. Like, they came to me when I blew though to him. Like, when they started seeing it for real. I'm like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
To him.
But do you feel like, are you down to do shit to, like, make a hit? Like, you down for the Taylor Swift feature? I don't know if it's on the table or anything, but you don't know who Taylor Swift is.
No.
Congratulations. That's really impressive. Yeah. She's just like the most famous white woman in the world right now.
Nah.
Honestly, the music is really good.
Hmm?
The music is really good. Like, my girl listens to her all the time. I'm a straight up fan now. She's hard.
It's funny because he's so serious.
I am serious. Yeah, I can't deny it, man. She's amazing. Oh, you ever heard Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah,
she goes crazy. It's a little bit more punk. I kind of like it more.
It's like, what genre is it?
It's like pop, but it's like kind of punk-ish. It's like got like
some rock in that shit.
Kind of reminds, like, my girl was playing Paramore the other day, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of like what Olivia Rodrigo's doing.
It's similar type shit.
This is pop music, but, you know, they be utilizing every other genre. You know,
I ain't never heard of that shit. I know Taylor Swift though. She been popping for like years and shit.
Yep, and she's dating this football player now, and like, it's like the biggest thing that's ever happened to the football team he's on, because she's been going to a few games and shit, and so they're fucking exploding, the 49ers or some shit, just because she's like going to the games. It's crazy.
It's a crazy ass name to have, man.
Yeah, it's like
you just do that.
It's weird to see a girl putting the dude on.
Yeah, you putting the whole team on, not just.
Cause in rap,
20, 30 niggas.
You date a random bitch. All of a sudden, she got 20K on the gram. All of a sudden, she got a YouTube channel. All of a sudden, boom, she's lit. Kind of like that,
that's
you know.
How that shit be.
What?
Oh, we see it happen all the time, yeah.
But girl, she putting on a whole football team. You know, like
that's hard.
Getting her nigga paid even more. That shit hard.
Real shit.
I can't believe the nigga don't know. That shit funny as fuck, cause he not playing, bro.
My craziest thing, my thing I wonder about is like, how did he holler at her? Like, how do you holler at the most famous?
Taylor
like,
Swift?
She's a billionaire.
She probably came to his eye.
Maybe.
She probably seen the way he was.
I heard he slid in her DMs though, and I'm like, wow, this guy's got some fucking confidence, bro.
Oh, but you got to though. You a football player? You got all that damn adrenaline, shit.
Are you just ready to take
right
on the world?
Game. He was like Taylor Swift. Oh shit! Boy, I'm gonna push up in the little.
He won a game. But, he got like five touchdowns. He like, man, fucking, I'm a DM Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he probably sent her a selfie and shit in football. Yeah. You feel me though?
You're cute.
You got to sauce her up some type of way, bro. Ain't no normal. That's a billionaire. She ain't no normal nigga getting hurt. I don't know how a nigga did that shit.
Right.
Thinking a nigga that's a billionaire.
In the NFL.
So how are you avoiding all these groupies that are coming in now, I'm assuming? Like, what's your policy?
Just avoid them.
Just
avoid the groupies.
You don't dick them down
avoid
and then
the
ignore
groupies,
them?
No. Avoid all the groupies.
You try to stay away. Why? Like, you got a lot of self-control.
Yeah, got to.
You got a girl?
I don't got no girl.
You're just so focused on the mission that you can't. I respect that, for sure. What? All right. So, what are you gonna be dropping in the near future? What's the plan?
Right, what you mean?
Like, actually, before I even ask that though, like, are your ad libs always you? Because sometimes it sounds like it's like there's like a homeless guy outside the studio yelling.
Oh man, too man. Yeah, to me, you know, I'm the ad-lib guy. To me, like,
sometimes I swear to God, though, sounds, I'm like, who the fuck is that dude?
He'll purposely back away from the mic. He'll go like this, like, real distance, bro, trying to make it seem like that.
I fucking hate you. You just hear that.
Yo, cat, man.
No, you do that. You got some fire ad-libs for sure.
Yeah, man.
That shit funny hell.
Ain't gonna never hear no ad-lib like mine ever in your life.
I always think, like, damn, I'm never going to hear any new ad-libs that actually, like, surprise me, because it's like everything's been done. And then I was listening to your shit. I'm like, this is some wild-ass ad-libs.
Nah, it get better and better, though, too. It get crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. Like, I got some, like, crazy shit. Like, what the fuck? Like,
But you could have a banging TikTok if you did have like a homeless guy. Like you grab a homeless guy outside the studio and bring him in and have him yelling into the mic for the athletes.
We got to do that. See, we got to do that in LA though.
Yeah, we got plenty of them.
Man,
yeah.
The homeless nigga had them folks like dirty. Like, I just seen a white nigga walking out. That boy looked like a real, like a movie jacket. I'm talking about that boy had dirt all on him. That boy had like guy when he just got the dirt or some shit to him. I'm talking about like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
No, we got the realest junkies. Down. Yeah. You guys got to make the label drive you through Skid Row. You will see a level of poverty you've never seen. Unless you've been...
They need to put some water on them nigga ass, man.
Yo, the only shit worse that I've seen is when I've been in other countries and shit. I remember when I went to South Africa, I seen the shanty towns of all the, like, little huts that people built. That's worse than Skid Row, but not by much. Like, Skid Row is...
Skid Row is the worst.
It's fucked. You gotta see it.
I had a gas... There was a gas station that he was holding us in to get... We was just buying Cirillo. He was telling us, like, bro, L.A. is the worst city. Like, he was just telling us how... Like, bad. I'm like, damn, twin, what the fuck? We trying to enjoy time. You talking about, like, oh, what's more hood? Like,
it's just all about where you go, you know?
He's like, bro, the homeless people are out here psyched out. Like, he telling us. And it's an Indian nigga, too.
Yeah.
That's why you got to stay in, like, Hollywood and, you know, just you don't need to be going to Skid Row unless you're in the Uber black and just looking out the window at all this shit. Because you roll the window down, you're going to be like, what the fuck is that smell?
Hell nah.
You're going to be like, is that loud? Nah.
It's some other shit.
Yeah, that's some other shit. That's some jankum. All right. Well, yeah, but so you got new product. Because why you put up 4 tapes this year or whatever? Like, when I'm looking at Apple Music.
I really put out more than that. I just didn't put it together to her.
Really?
As a tape, I put out, like.
I was thinking maybe they just all got added to streaming services this year. But yeah, 4 tapes in 2023. That's like your young boy or some shit. What's going on? That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I got some more coming.
Really?
Yeah, I got so many tapes already.
How long you feel like it takes you to make a tape, realistically?
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Locked in.
So mates.
I can make a tape in 1 day, but we don't got our studio. We don't got our studio. So we be going to other folks' studio, and you feel me?
You don't record in the crib yet?
Not like being in the studio.
I feel like you'll get in the zone with that, and then you'll just do that forever. Because then you don't even gotta get dressed.
Yeah, but right now we're just
doing that. Basically what we was doing when we had a studio. Like, we were just living in that bit. Like,
yeah, that was, yeah.
Definitely. So you got, when do you think you're gonna drop the next one? And you got any plans for any, like, big projects or anything?
What you mean, like?
Like, I don't know, your Taylor Swift feature.
Oh, nah.
Shit like that.
Nah.
Just keep it moving.
And then go look up.
I ain't even gonna look her up. Or did you say you need to go look her up?
I'm not.
You're not gonna. Okay. Well, that's fair. All right, man. Dirtball, Wysake. Appreciate you guys coming through.
Yes, sir.
No cap.
Good shit.
Living like twin, man. Stepping like twin.
Twin. No jumper, twin.
No cap.
Like, comment, subscribe, twin. Nojumper.com.
We're gonna have Adam saying twin, bro.
No cap.
Why peep this shit?
I'm down for the twin wave.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me, twin?
Like twin.
I might have
like
twins.
Twin.
You feel me too?
Really?
Yeah.
See, that would be ironic if you had twins.
Then we're gonna be twins.
You gotta
then get, be my twin.
Then we'll actually be twins. I'm saying, like, you could, like, nut in a girl and then she could have twins.
Yeah, I got a twin sister.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder. How did you not mention that when you were talking about the twin shit before?
I don't need no twin.
No.
I don't need no twin.
No. Hey.